This is a King James Bible owned by the freed slave and abolitionist statesman Frederick Douglass. As Abraham Lincoln observed, the King James Bible was carried into battle by both North and South in the American Civil War. Books like Josiah Priest's Bible Defense of Slavery argued that slavery was instituted by God's curse on Noah's son Ham, and was practiced throughout the Old Testament. Slave owners read to their slaves Paul's epistle to the Ephesians 6:5, "Slaves, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ." Abolitionists, on the other hand, cited Paul in Galatians, "There is neither bond nor free, for ye are all one in Christ Jesus." And African Americans quickly made the Bible their own, seeing in the exodus of Israel out of Egypt the promise of their own emancipation. Frederick Douglass distinguished between the slaveholding religion and the Christianity of Christ, and countered the arguments about Ham by pointing out that many slaves were descended from white owners as well as other slaves.